putting one foot before another. Putting one foot before another. We all walk in very interesting ways. Some of us walk with a very enthusiastic, energetic stride. Others walk in a meditative stride, slowly putting one foot in front of the other. And some of us are just sort of lackadaisical. And we don't put any foot in front of any other. We just sort of put them equal to just sort of moving along and just not going anywhere but not doing anything. It's so easy for us to go through life on a sort of a slowpoke basis. It's easy for us to go through life and go through the activities of our everyday experience with a sludging foot forth one after the other. But if we really want to give and get the most out of life, we walk with enthusiasm. We walk with joy. We walk with wonder and a magic, imagination, the magic about us. And we can do that. We can do that very well if we want to. But we have to choose if we want to. Habits make us walk slowly and make us put our one foot sort of equal with the other and not moving ahead at a very great pace at all. And some other habits make us always want to run or always want to move quickly and always want to go along and enjoy every step in life and get love and joy and enthusiasm out of every step in life. And when we do that, then life seems to say, yes, everything is wonderful in this world. Life seems to say, yes, this is a beautiful world that we're living in. Life says, yes, 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 go for it, go for it. But when you walk slowly, and when you walk as though you're the last rose of summer and you're tired and you're ready to fall over, life says to you, tuck it in. Get ready to die. You're not ready to live, that's for sure. But are you ready to live? Are you ready to live or are you ready to die? Are you ready to be the magnificent being that you are? Or are you ready to sort of tuck it in and say goodbye to the rest of the world? It's up to you. It's up to you how you want to do it and how you want to do it. It's not a matter of whether it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. It's just a matter of whether you do it. Now, do you walk with a joy and a snap in your way? Do you walk with enthusiasm? Do you walk with a feeling, yes, I like it. I am a happy person. This is a wonderful day. This is a wonderful life I'm living. Yes, this is great. Life is great. Life is wonderful. And when you walk that way, then it seems as though everything in the world looks even more sparkling to you. It looks more beautiful to you. It looks more wonderful to you because you have put a joy in your step. You have put joy in your stride. You have put joy in your life. And naturally, joy is what you experience. We all have the privilege of acting any way we like. We can act like the last rose of summer, or we can act like a newborn spring flower ready to sparkle forth out of the earth and say, here I am, world, here I am. It's a wonderful life. Should we ever feel that life is not worth living, then it'll give up. That's it. But if you want life to be worth living, if you want life to be a joyous and a fantastic experience, then put some enthusiasm in it. Put some wonder in it. But this is our choice. And it's not a matter of whether we feel enthusiastic or not, or whether we want to be that way, or whether we want to do anything in any way particular. It's all a matter of one thing. What is our habit? What is our attitude? What is our attitude toward life? What is our habit toward life? Is our habit toward life enthusiasm, peace, and joy, and harmony, and abundance, and all that's good? Or is our habit toward life that this is the end of the road? This is the end of the road. We may be 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, 100 years old. It doesn't matter how old we are. Whatever attitude, whatever habit we put into our life is what we're going to experience out of our life. And if you want the habit of joy and harmony and sparkle in your life, then put it in there. But I'm an old person, but I'm sick, but I am tired, I've had a hard day. We have all sorts of reasons for not being enthusiastic. We have all sorts of reasons for not living in our dynamic self. And because we have all these reasons for not living in our dynamic self, we go around not living in our dynamic self. It's up to us today to begin to live in our dynamic self, to live in our abundance self, to live in our wonderful self, to live in our magic self. It's up to us today to do that. It's up to us today to know that is who we are. And that's all that we are. We are the magic person. We are the smart, happy person. We are the person who finds joy in life. We are the person who wants to do everything that is exciting. We want to make it a habit to walk with a happy step and walk with a joyous heart. We want to move through life as a wonderful being. And as we move through life as a wonderful being, life is wonderful for us. As we move through life as a fantastic being, life is fantastic for us. It's all a matter of what we want out of life. It's all a matter of what we want out of the world. It's all a matter of what we feel is important in this world. And once we have made our determination of what we feel is important in this world, then that's just what we're going to experience. That's just what we're going to know. That's just what we're going to be. That's just what we're going to have every moment of our life. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to us. That's all that matters to any of us. To be ourselves and have fun. To live our life so dynamically, so wonderfully, so beautifully, so perfectly that everything we do is a joy. Indeed, that everything we do is a sparkling experience. And we say, life is wonderful, life is good. And we keep saying that. You can go into rest homes and you can see elderly people in rest homes who are doing things and enjoying things and having a joy in life. You say, they're the exception. Most people who go to rest homes, they're ready to conquer out. They're ready to call it quits. They're giving up on life. They're giving up on living. They're changing their active habits to an inactive habit. Never let it be said that you live an inactive life. Never let it be said that you live a life that is not dynamic and forceful. Little children can sit around and do nothing and just watch TV all the time or play games and what have you and not do anything significant. Or little children can be very active, very dynamic. They can play games, and these games are wonder games, they're magic games, they're games that put them out and to doing things that are fun. Now, what are you doing in life? Are you putting your foot forward, one before the other, with enthusiasm and joy and harmony and happiness? If you are, then you're beginning to get the most out of life. And it could start when you're just born, or it could start when you're 50 years old, or whether you're 100 years old. It doesn't matter what your age. It matters what your attitude is. So say to yourself today, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And move your feet and move yourself with enthusiasm. And as you do this, you'll be vital, dynamic, alive. And you'll live forever in a happy, fulfilled existence. And life will be fun. Life will be a joy. Life will be really beautiful for you, as it is for me. Join me in this wonderful blessing of being dynamic this life, right now, in everything I do, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.